Is this Mr. Hellrung?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good. The reason I'm here is I thought maybe my taxes were too high for the appraisal. Home very similar to ours that recently sold in Crescent Drive for $399,900. All the values have gone down quite a bit.
How much was that number that just sold?
Well, this is what they asked for. It was $399,900, but it sold for, I think, for about $398,000. They wanted that undisclosed.
James, has there already been a change in what screen I'm looking at and what information he might have?
We've got it on for $287,754.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, since the Emerald Point, was there already a change made on this property?
We did not make an adjustment on land with structures.
Sir?
Okay. Yes.
Your property's currently appraised at $287,754. That's what we have it on the books for, is $287,000.
For the house?
For the whole thing, house and land.
That's pretty
high.
What is the percentage of the actual value on that?
It's supposed to be 100%. So it sounds like we're under market.
I won't leave.
that's what it's on the books for.
Is this what he said in here? Oh, he put fair market $398,000.
Yeah.
Would cost $70,000. We have you below by $100,000 from what you're thinking fair market value is. But you see where it says total there, $287,754?
Back.
Right there, $287,754. That's the total with that's the lot, the land, the improvements, everything.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Fine.
And you had a lot also?
There's the guy that did it. Just talk to him because he did it right, right? He's the guy.
Thanks for doing it right.
Appreciate that. Close on this one.
Yes,
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm not real familiar how you do it.
Sure.
It's the first time I've been here. So.
And the reason for your tax increase, I think that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Is the voters of that district out there voted in the new senior tax plus an OTC college tax that didn't apply it to the
year before. Right.
The year before.
Oh, okay.
So the valuation is what we deal with, and we think that's very fair with comparable properties.
It is. Okay, well, thank you for your time.
We're sorry to have caused you a trip over.
No, it's not your fault. I suppose I should have learned about it better, you know. I didn't know. I learned something.
Anytime you have a question about appraisal or values, you can call this gentleman. He'll help you.
Okay.
And he'll hold up his number.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Can I have the two BOE numbers so we can at least get the books?
I would accept a motion for denial on the last property.
On 0381?
Yes.
And 0382?
No.
Huh?
So we apply the...
Wait a minute. Was he here for a second one that I didn't give him a chance to talk about?
He had a lot.
He had a lot.
We changed that one.
He already knew about that before.
So both are denied? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Just the one.
But I'm really in the mood to just deny.
No.
I noticed that.
This motion, let's do the first property, 0381. You made a motion to deny, Jeff. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Property 0382.
Motion to apply the Emerald Point decision. Oh, I guess we don't have...
It's all been done and he's got his...
But we have to put something here, right, for the
record?
It's already in there. We just put the Emerald Point motion in.
Perfect. All right. So no, it's really been... Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
I think we're doing what she just said. Whatever she said.
We're going to drop back to, let's see, 115. We've got 8 minutes.
No, let's...
You guys want
to...
What?
The ones that got increased notices?
Okay, the question in Seven Pines deals with the properties that are up here at Shadow... No, at...
Saddlebrook.
Saddlebrook. And we made a motion to establish values, but what we did not know was that there were some that were lower.
Where? There's more to the story.
And there we go.
They were on at a contractor price of like $18,000. And we increased them to the motion of the board. And I feel like your motion wasn't, their names had been changed on those back in 09, and we had simply missed those to correct those. So I don't think we should roll those lots back to an $18,000 value when neighboring properties are at the whatever we set.
So you're saying apply it and they get increased notices?
Sure.
When they get their increased notices, whom do they appeal to? Tax commission or to us?
They should have got those, but there was a holdup, a question, so they didn't get them. We changed them the day that you guys made the motion. But there had been a pause in getting those increase notices out, and that's why the question has arose. So we can get those out to them, tell them they can come in. I don't know why they would. We have had one call that's very upset that it ought to roll back to the $18,000 or whatever. But that's what this board's about. Through the process of being an occupancy county, we have the right to run on anything, basically, throughout the year that we find in mistake.
Well, my thought is then we need to move with those increase notices. So let's do that post-haste.
That was questioned.
And let's leave the assessor's
office. Send out an increase notice.
And
give
them an opportunity. And if they call your office and we can't resolve it, then let's set them up with us.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Sure. I believe that's right. We have found actually two or three others that we have sent the increase notices on. And am I right? Christy, I'm telling this right, aren't I? Is that what the question?
Yes, you guys send increase notices.
Right.
And then we weren't clear about whether.
Because you guys had said not to increase them if they were like at 59 and you went to 69 and it had been in action. So you made the motion not to increase them. But where your motion didn't carry through is back, what if they were in at 18,000 contractor or 15,000 contractor and they sold? We made the mistake by not changing those. And so I felt like we should correct it at this point. Otherwise, they stay there until next year. They stay there till 2013, actually. They can't be changed in an even numbered year. So it is time to correct, I feel. That's my feeling.
So we don't do anything because the increased notices are going to go out based off of the motion. And that's in line with the assessors wanting to do so. But I don't, unless we want to do something different, then we have
to
just leave it alone.
If you roll them back to 18, then you'll have to consider rolling the whole place back to the 18. What other one did we have? You had two or three. Oh, I would like for this board to accept the appraisal of the assessor's house laid down by the state tax commission. They put a value on my property by statute, and I would just like for you to accept that into the minutes. I didn't do it. The state did. And that's by statute.
Have they got an appraisal they can provide?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so generous. I think we need to look at property around it.
The state assesses the assessor's house?
Yes, by statute. Only thing I could say about it is I have raised baby pigs and chickens in my house, and I would like for agriculture. No, never mind.
I think we need to question all of the state tax commission's assessments.
I must review this.
So what do I need to motion?
I don't think that we need to accept it one way or the other, do we?
You
James,
don't have to, but last time, the reason I want you to, and I'm requesting that you do it, our Board of Equalization, upon the recommendation of the county clerk, lowered my value away from the state appraisal.
I would accept a motion to accept the state tax commission's appraisal of the assessor's residence.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion's been made and seconded to accept the state tax commission appraisal of the county assessor's residence dated July 13, 2011. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And for the record, I am one of the guys that got two of those increase notices we've been talking about. I got one on my own house.
$115. Are one of you Mr. Miller? No. Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to come up to? Would you like? You both are. Would you like to come up to the podium?
This is my son Skip. I brought him along. I'm 1 week out of Cox Hospital with a heart attack for 9 days. So I may not.
You want to sit down?
I may not be my perkiest. I really would. Yeah.
Here.
Just go back and sit down, and she's going to bring you that microphone. How about right there?
I'm feeling all right, but I have been stronger.
Here we go.
Just put it as close as you want there.
Right, thank you. Appreciate that. Now,
do you have two parcels here?
We have two parcels. Which one do you folks want to talk about first?
I'm opening this up. How about track 308?
Are those the lots in Pennycomo Acres?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On our house, I have no question there was a raise there, but I thought that's been reasonable all these years.
Wait just a moment. Is that the second parcel of property?
No. I didn't even question that one.
He didn't question it.
But when we bought the house 30 years ago or 25, my wife bought two lots adjoining so she could hide from the neighbors.
Sure.
When the leaves come out in the spring, the neighbors disappear, and as the grandkids say, Grandma, you live in the woods. So when they came about annexing all three of the house and all three of our lots to the city of Ransom and installing the sewers, I declined. Figuring we'll probably stay there until we don't need a house anymore. And therefore, my question here is, I would assume that most of the lots around us are assessed as city property. The two lots involved here are not. They're not in the city. They do not have access to the sewer system. And I don't know what the valuation is, but these aren't two plums. That's what I'm really trying to say.
Are these the two lots we're looking at right here? Is that right, girls?
The red one is the...
I think the yellow one is...
The red one is all...
No,
it says Miller.
Yeah, they both are.
That one's the first VOD.
Okay.
Yes, you're correct. Those are them. Among other things, I talked to a builder, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and he said he wasn't certain that they were big enough and had the right dimensions to build a house. So I don't really know whether they're buildable. Doesn't make any difference. As I say, we bought them so my wife could hide from people.
I don't want to interrupt you, but the BOE, I would recommend that you go back. We had a lot just up the street out on the end that was vacant that was tied to a house. I would recommend you go back and set that value at the same that you did for that lady. She's right at the end of that Caudill Street, and she, her name was.
I remember she had it, but she had she had a big parcel. Yes, yeah, that's a good size parcel.
I know, but you could make the same percentage adjustment. That's a good size parcel, right?
Yeah,
there.
Where's my picture? I did bring you one more thing I wanted you to see. This is.
Do you girls know, remember the lady he's talking about that had the.
There's Caudill Way. Go, yeah.
This is a picture of Jupiter, the city street adjoining me.
Okay, stop right. Okay, hold on just 1 second here. The James, is that right here on the corner of Celtic and Caudill?
No, she was all the way down at the end.
Okay, so scroll down there.
The other direction. There you go. Down. All right, where it turned to go to Lake Taneycomo Woods.
So where's the word Branson there? Or does it keep on going?
Here? I'm not sure it isn't that lot right there. No.
Mm-hmm. Keep on scrolling down then.
Do you know what lot I'm talking about, Jim? Do you remember the
conversation? Well, I remember the conversation. I just didn't remember it being here.
Woods.
That's what I thought. She was in a different subdivision also, but
this is Taneycomo Acres. Lake Taneycomo Woods is down off the T Highway.
She's in Taneycomo Acres.
No, she was not off T Highway.
She was in here.
Well, I had it in my mind. That's where
down,
was.
Down.
Oh, I'm trying to think of her name. I'm embarrassed about it.
You know if she has sewer?
And you don't have sewer.
No. Could we?
Well, she had a home on one
and
parcel, but she had bought extra property to give herself a buffer.
Much the same as my wife did, yeah.
Yes. I didn't bring my notebook down. I've got, let's see.
I know it was on that same road.
Who can he show this to? This is.
You go right ahead of us.
This is a city street next to me. What is that, Jupiter?
Yep.
They've tried to pave that thing a couple times over the years, and it's on such an incline that it disappears. I don't blame them for not paving it, but I'm saying that's my city street, or one of them.
Is it pretty steep?
I've got two more in front of me, huh?
Is it pretty steep?
Yeah. That one is, you betcha.
Okay, and last year, Jim, the BOE made an adjustment to a Bearden lot.
Yeah.
Right along there somewhere. I apologize. I think it's.
Because your house split off.
Huh?
She had her house split off.
Yeah.
Go up from that lot, that little triangle piece
right
there.
There.
Who owns that? Okay, then look around.
I don't think that's me.
No, it's not your.
We're trying to find a comparable. Next that they've
oh, okay.
Okay, did we do something there? Those two are together, guys. Yeah, please.
That would be getting close.
That's, I don't know when that was adjusted, but that's the one that, kind of. What do we have his other one? Zoom out a little bit.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
What do we have his on?
If you click on that bottom one where his residence is. The bottom, next one down. Yeah.
Report.
Click on report. I think it's
42,000.
Yeah.
But that's the one with the house on it.
Yeah.
He's talking about the one without the house on it.
Okay, go back. But he's wanting a reduction on that one too, isn't he?
Well, I was just saying the one with the house on it has said it.
On the house, I really wasn't asking for anything. I don't think that's unfair.
That needs to be changed.
To 15?
Tremendous, yes.
20,000?
I would say the way it lays in there, like what he's talking about, I would say 15,000.
Okay. What? Can you go back to the map and let's get the same value as the other parcel right above it? Right there. What's that value? 15 something. 15-6-2-25, James?
Yes.
Is that all right?
That's correct.
You guys good with that?
I am.
I'm going to move that we set value of that parcel to $15,625.
Give me the number of that parcel, Jim.
That parcel number is ending in 000. Parcel number 17 dash, do you have the BOE number?
Yeah,
0222 is the BOE number.
15,006 what?
25.
And I'll second that.
Click on that again, girls, and show me the valuation. 15.
And which one is that?
Hold on just a second. We'll come right back to you. Yes?
Yes.
I wasn't questioning one of them. Yeah. I was questioning.
There you go. You got to do a scroll. You're going to have to pan.
Currently valued at $69,090.
Yes.
That's the 222. It doesn't.
That's a 04 and then, yeah, 222.
And lower to
15,625.
Mr. Miller, the recommendation is to lower the value of this particular piece of property from $69,090 to $15,625.
That certainly sounds exciting. Which piece is that?
That is your...
Is that the residence?
Lot. No, that's the vacant lot.
Okay. Okay.
And the house.
There are two vacant lots and the house, yeah.
Okay, where's the second vacant lot?
We want to vote on this one first?
I want to know where the second vacant lot is.
Where's the other vacant lot?
It's right beside it.
Would you zoom out, please?
It's next door to our house.
See, it's kind of rounded there, guys. That's actually a lot, and we've removed the line that he's referring to right there.
That arrow is on the house and an adjoining lot right now.
Right.
Your notice was on the adjoining lot.
Help me out, James.
No. That is actually a two lots if you looked at the legal description.
But you've assessed them as one.
Right.
All right, so let's take a look at this. What he has... If I'm not mistaken, for your house and two lots is $124,142. Total valuation of both. Is that right, James?
Yes, and see it says 304 and 306
yes.
up in the legal description.
So you've got 304 two lots in the house for 124.
Okay.
That's what that value is.
Okay. The notification I had was a house and the lots separate. I wasn't questioning the house. I think the house is fair.
He's talking about the other piece of property, guys.
The
222 that you're going to lower.
The half of the one where the arrow was. Half of that is our house.
Go to the map and zoom in, I guess.
Go ahead.
Where the arrow is right now, that's just a wooded lot.
Yes, sir.
That's been combined with the house.
It hadn't been previously.
Okay. Now it's all compared. That's all with the house now. So that whole, see everything that's red right there?
Yes.
That is valued at $124,000.
Total.
Total. Land and house.
Do you know what it was on the last assessment?
Possibly.
My interest is in taxes. I'm not doing
anything
with the land.
We understand.
Anyway.
I said 382. Okay. Oh, I'm on the wrong name.
Okay.
It was $20,850 assessed.
For both, James?
Yeah. I was going to explain what has happened here.
We'll let you.
That was the house in one lot. When we combined them, by state statute, we had to combine and it created an increase. The 2009 BOE decreased it in half because of the increase, and we merely corrected it of the combination. And that's why Mr. Miller's concerned about it being two lots. we combine those, and your legal description is 304 and 306 plus the house, and that's why it was increased by the value of another lot, is what happened on that.
Okay. Well, can you? What was the house assessed at before?
The
notice I got, I think, had the house separate.
It was $109,736 with the house in one lot. So when we combined them, it went to $124,142.
So the other lot's about.
So the value of the other lot was put in there at
about 15 or so.
About, it was about 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You tell me if that's fair. Okay. It does not sound unfair because I think the house is low. I think almost all the houses in Taney County are low. That doesn't mean raise them all, but they've always.
I mean,
seen,
that's our job now. Hold on.
For 30 years, they've seemed very fair to me.
Mr. Miller, I have a chair for you up here.
Yeah. You can have it.
There we
number
go.
Number of people we want you to you chat can, with.
There we go.
So that's.
My only concern is that fair? In view of the fact that everybody around me has city sewer and the paved street, I've got eight paved streets, not just the one that is.
Well, I guess my question is, what we're trying to do is get to market value as best we can. So one of the old litmus tests is, would you take, if we someone offered you $125,000 for that house and the extra lot, would you take it?
No, but on this other piece of property we're going to talk about, I'll talk to you about a deal. No, I wouldn't take that.
Okay, so I would argue that that's a probably.
That's more than fair for 1698.
Yeah, I would probably say that.
76.
That the lots are at
15. I'm not comfortable lowering
basically,
it anymore.
You feel the lots are at, both lots are at 15. You're not doing it that way, but you feel both lots are at 15,000 and the house is about 110.
Actually, ballpark.
Ballpark, yeah, okay. All right.
I'm going to back you gentlemen up to the first motion that was made regarding BOE parcel number 0222.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make sure I get to that one here. Isn't that the first one?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Which was valued at $69,090. The motion is to lower it to $15,625.
Mm-hmm.
More discussion?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. So on the one additional lot, sir, that's been lowered from $69,090 to $15,625.
Thank you.
The home.
We're not going to touch.
And two lots, we're going to leave at the 124, 142.
Okay.
Unless there is a motion to do something different.
You understand what?
I think so. I think in there is a $15,000 lot.
He doesn't have, with your house, he doesn't have it broken out for us as to what the lot is. He just shows Lake Taney Como Acres at the top of the page, tracks number 304 and 306 together.
Okay.
We don't have the
plus
breakdown.
The house, so we don't have a breakdown on.
Okay.
So, yeah, all we have is the total value of that parcel.
Actually, we do. 21.
Two lots in the home at 124.
Okay. With the two lots valued, as I say, at $42,000.
James?
That's how he's got it, but he, I mean, he could easily adjust it to.
More on the house, less
more on
the
house,
lots.
Less on
that's,
the land. So.
I would prefer not to do that.
We would prefer that you do whatever you want to do.
As long as we got the value right, kind of like Mr. Tishner said from the State Tax Commission, he didn't care if the land was on for a dollar and the house was on for the rest, as long as the total value reached market value is where he was interested.
So I wouldn't spend a lot of energy thinking about the land value as long as the overall value is correct.
I'll take your recommendation.
Okay. All right.
Sounds fair.
Then I think we're done? We're not?
I need to make a motion.
Let's motion to deny the request.
Deny.
I'll move that we deny request 0224.
And I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 0224. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Now we come to a problem.
Double.
Yeah, you may want to take your chair back.
That's right.
Okay, Cedar Greens.
Our warehouse property was about 100 acres of woods there on Buchanan.
Excuse me?
When they did the Branson Hills thing, they came to us at one point and wanted to buy part of our wooded hills in the back to add to their golf course. They claimed they had money problems, whether they did or not, I don't know. Anyhow, we agreed to sell it to them and take back lots. When developed within Branson Hills, we would take that as payment. I think it was 22 or 23 lots altogether, of which half were on the golf course. And Branson Hills was to sell them for us, take a commission, and give us the money. They did. They sold the golf course lots. And we got our share, and everything was fine. We gave them title to the rest of the lots that had been in our property on the understanding they would sell them for us. But I put a paragraph in which said, if for some reason you don't succeed in selling them, we have the right to take that title back in case, frankly, in case they got in some kind of trouble and we didn't want the title sitting in their name. Over a period of about a year and a half, they sold zero of those lots. So we did take them back. I've got no eye contact, so thank you. I couldn't see around. So we took them back. We've had them now back for about a year and a half. We have never sold one of the non-golf course lots. Our attorney tells us, and I won't swear to this, our attorney tells us that Branson Hills hasn't sold any of the non-golf course lots. You gentlemen probably have access to that information. They say there hadn't been a one sold. And that's understandable. So we have title to these lots. I don't know how the hell to pay the taxes, but, excuse my language, but because we haven't been able to sell anything. Okay? I talked to a gentleman on the phone when I called your office, and I think he said they were valued at something like $70,000 per lot. That's probably a good number for Branson Hills if you average out the golf course and the non-golf course lots. But it's all on one side. Then I submitted to you, incidentally, a lady in the clerk's office was extremely kind to me when I was in here, and she copied off a bunch of things.
Is that you, Christy?
And was that you? Thank you, dear. One of those things is the assessment. Last year we went to Great Southern.
Okay.
And placed a loan on those lots. They had Ross Trimble's company. I don't think he was the assessor, the appraiser, but they had them appraise those lots. And I submitted to you those numbers. They're in the 30-some-odd thousand dollars per lot. And then we got, I think, a 30 or 35% loan on that value from Great Southern.
To the
11.5.
Which is what value?
Non-golf.
Non-golf is what's the actual cash value? Appraise value.
Appraise.
$60,526 according to my
now, whoever it was who offered to buy my house, I would now accept that value times 10. Rapidly.
Yeah.
And I wasn't laughing at what you said, though it was the reference to the attorney.
Oh, was it? Okay.
61,000.
Well, of course, all of us in the county are kind of in the same shape. Man, as a businessman here, I don't think it caused my heart attack, but this town is tough right now.
I know I can buy it.
And then real estate, we've got the warehouse up for sale, Carolina Mills up for sale, and the property across the street up for sale, the lots up for sale. Nothing is moving.
What did you say the value? What was the
appraised value was 306 for 9 lots.
What's that?
$34,000 a lot.
We have some pictures on those. There's a slight, our contract called for them to be completely developed with all services. They kind of ran out of money and quit developing. We have no objection to where it stands with Branson Hills, but they never got down to finishing, I don't know what the phrase is, putting in the curbing and finishing off the edge of the lots. So they are rough.
Here it is. 18.8.
The only problem we have is if they're usually strung together, and if you'll open to the map of these lots, they're just scattered everywhere.
I know, but they're not in places.
They're all in Section 9 because that's the property that we deeded over to Branson Hills. And they took part of them and left us with part of them.
What is the date of this appraisal? Did they appraise it for this hearing?
No,
it was last year for the loan from Great Southern.
November 17th of last year.
Are all the values wrong out there then? 34,000 a lot.
The problem with the appraisal, I'm just pretty straightforward and it gets me in lots of trouble sometimes. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 2010 sales and 1 2011 sale. Every sale in this appraisal is 2009 on the sales comparison road. And every one of these sales in here, the 2010s range from 71,000 up to 100,000 on golf course lots.
On golf course lots, we got better than 100,000 for our golf course lots.
Yeah, but the 71,000, a 74,000, and a 75,000 is not golf course lots.
Christy, what was that value earlier that was placed?
And that's why I don't know why this Branson Hills appraisal.
I'm looking, but tell me what you got, Christy.
Oh, well.
It's Great Southern appraisal.
I know.
Like he's talking about.
What number was that?
And it's all. There's one it is.
Do you have any record of sales in 11 or 16. In 10 or 11?
You're all to the
sales. Yeah, I mean, every single one.
Off the golf
except
course?
Except for his.
I've got two off the golf course and 10. And
you're saying 11. The whole back row is
what
the golf
course? He didn't buy these, though. So. Well. That's what they gave to him for paying. Right?
So everyone around him is developed a lot. Except his.
Except for his.
January of 2011.
Including, I mean, all around here. I mean, I didn't click on everyone.
Then we should subsidize the 18,000.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ron, I'm thinking they're developer lots.
I tell you,
but they didn't sell. They were.
I don't either. And I don't know
for the developers.
That's what I said.
If you look at the map, all the lots around it are developer lots.
James.
Yes, sir.
I'm just hard pressed not to put this in the category from which it has never changed, other than by name. Not even a sale. It was a transfer back
basically for payment for services. So it's a developer.
Well, if it was not going to be sold, then they would receive the property back, correct?
Beg pardon?
Property was not sold, then you were going to get property back.
That's correct. We did give them title, but we had the right to take it back, and we did.
I'd make a recommendation to put these in at the same price as the developer lots of HCW.
$18,800.
We're going to look at every one of these lots, and what we are contemplating is moving them to $18,800 per lot. The reason for that, James will explain to you in a moment. Is there a motion for that?
I move that we do that. Set value is $18,800.
I'll second.
I'm going to give that one to Nathan.
Nathan got the second that time.
Motion's been made and seconded to move the lots that we've been
discussing in Cedar Greens to a value of $18,800 each. As per...
The assessor believes that they should be developer lots the same as HCW lots.
Thank
as
you.
Per assessor's recommendation. Discussion?
Did you say 18-1?
18-8.
18-8.
I thought it was 18-1.
Who?
Is it 18-8?
I'm not looking at it.
He's going to look at it again.
You're going to find one.
I can tell you. It's 18-8.
18-8.
Maybe lay off that catfish.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Excellent. I appreciate it. I will point out one thing. On the appraisal, he appraised 9 lots. On your assessment, you assessed 10. We have the 10. We had one that we were able to escape Great Southern on. So I guess you want to make it. We would like it on all 10 lots, but whatever it takes to...
Is it under Cedar Greens?
Huh?
Is that under
same owner? Everything's the same.
Just make the motion.
Great Southern didn't get that.
The motion needs to make sure it's referred to Cedar Greens developer lots.
Cedar Greens LLC.
Yeah, that's.
I appreciate that. Too.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Gentlemen, you have a good day.
Thank you. It already is a pretty good day. Thank you.
All right.
And thanks for the use of the chair.
You bet.
That's great.
I'm really not feeling that badly, but I have seen better days. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. 4:15 late.
Excuse me just a minute, but if we'll go down to parcel number 0186, which is the bottom of the page 33.
Yeah.
Previous motion lowered that to 61, so that's going to 18-8 also, correct? Christy, that's what we had done.
Yeah. Are you Carrie?
I'm Andrew.
Okay.
At 145.
Okay. What's the 130? 1 second.
Okay.
Is Carrie and Carrie lying? Nope. I have a phone number.
It's hard to slouch when you're... I believe that was a voicemail.
This is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization calling for a Terry or Carrie Lawing. If you would like to call back, we're at 417-546-7202. We're with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Thank you. And you're here representing CPG Partners?
Yes.
And your name is?
Andrew Thompson.
Andrew Thompson. I'm going to move this out here if that's okay.
Yeah.
I have to move that so that y'all can see it. I see that you have, is it two parcels?
It's our two properties. I actually work for Simon, and we own about 400 outlets and malls across the country, so we have Factory Merchants Branson and Shops at Branson Meadows, so it's okay. One parcel for each.
All right. The first one we have, if I'm not mistaken, gentlemen, is on Pat Nash Drive.
Yep.
Off of Gretna, would that be?
That'd be Factory Merchants,
Factory
which
Merchants.
Red Roof outlet.
Can That's we start possible. There?
Sure, absolutely. Do you guys have, I made a little packet. I've got physical copies, too, if you... Okay, yep. That's it. You ready? Factory Merchants Branson. Basically, I analyzed... I had a comparable sale that I used and also the income approach. It's an outlet center that we have that is struggling, to say the least. Trying to think, this is probably the best way to do it. We had I pulled one comparable sale that I work about 8 of our states, and this was by far what I would say our most comparable property. We actually just sold it earlier this year for $3.6 million. It has a lot of overlapping tenants as what Red Roof Mall, and that we'll talk about later, Shops at Branson Meadows has, including the 6 or so you can see there. It is much stronger as far as the income. It's smaller, but it kicks out about twice as much income, net operating income per square foot, as what the Red Roof Factory Merchants outlet does. It's a different layout. It's an enclosed, but similar type of tenants. I would say the Branson Market is stronger as far as more tourists, but at the same time, this outlet has to compete with the Tanger outlet across the street, which really, I mean, kills it, for better or lack of a word. Whereas the Crossville outlet is kind of in a retirement area, but it's on its own. There's not a lot of competition. It's the only game in town. So that, I felt, was probably the strongest indicator of what a market purchase price would be. I adjusted it down somewhat because of the income being almost twice as much per square foot on Crossville. And then looking at the actual income, this has taken a pretty big dive the last couple years. And I have exhibits that show you multiple years and also go into details on the Crossville sale as far as, you know, so you can see the actual numbers. Income is down to $498,780 for year end 10. I pulled my cap rate. I looked at RERC for fourth quarter 2010 and picked an unloaded cap of 10 based on the Midwest lower end of the range for a second tier because it would be a very risky property to purchase. And that's included in one of my exhibits, the income approach. And then on the second page, I mean, this is the stuff you can probably tell if you've ever visited it. It's extremely high vacancy for any shopping center, 40% up to 47%. year-end 10. Not a lot of long-term leases. There's only been two new leases in 10, and that was that seasonal Toys R Us store, which they did a lot of these Christmas, I would say, season stores throughout our portfolio. And then they extended Kitchen Collection. Sales are down to $139 per square foot, and I pulled year-to-date 11. They're down to $133, so it continues to decline. And then backing that up, three tenants have left as of 7-1 of this year, including Court of California, the Toys R Us, which makes sense because it was a seasonal, and then the Fudgery, and that took us up to about 50.6% vacancy. Like I said, that Tanger outlet, it's just, you just can't get, they just can't get the tenants that they used to. It's not, I wouldn't say it's because it's not, it's in good shape. I mean, it's not, they do a great job with the landscaping. It's not a physical issue. It's the fact that the Tanger outlet, I would say, is closer to where people would stay. It has better tenants. It's newer. And there's just no way, in my opinion, for factory merchants to compete with it. And then it's also got the issue where if a prospective buyer was going to buy it, it's on leased land. So it really, I would say, limits your potential development, whether you could, you know, if you had some use where you could just tear it down, there would be that issue that I think would negatively impact a purchase price. And finally, whereas, like, shops at Branson Meadows, I really feel like they've somewhat successfully transitioned into a more traditional strip center. They've been able to fill them with tenants that are more local, not necessarily a national outlet. Because of the way it's laid out, you can park right in front of your store and go right in. Factory merchants, a lot of those stores are interior facing, so I think it's really difficult to turn that into what you would call a traditional strip center. You know, people want to park in front of their store, go in and go out, and have also visibility there. The interior stores, you don't really see their name unless you get out and walk around. So I think that makes it really tough as far as what you could possibly do with this in the future, amongst other things. And I just think all of those would make it really, would really hurt a purchase price on this property. So based on the income and that Crossville sale, which I feel is very comparable, I came to the value of $5 million. On both of these, I tried to rely more on that sale because in this case, my income approach actually was lower than the $5 million. But on the other one, it was higher. So I felt, to be fair and comparable, the Crossville purchase price is probably the best indicator of what someone would pay for the property. And then I have a bunch of exhibits, but they just really go into the detail of the income approach. Crossville, it shows what the income is and proof with the sale closing document. And then I have the direct cap with the income for this and the section from RERC where I pulled the cap rate. And then also a leasing map, which shows you in the color. It's a color map, and I've got color copies if you want to see it. I'm not sure if this is in color. Doesn't look like it. It just shows you visually how much is vacant. It's pretty much all vacant in shorter leases, which is very risky. So, I mean, I feel like all those negative factors really speak to a lower value than what it's currently assessed at. Now, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about it. I mean, I'm trying to show you everything because I really feel like the numbers on this and the Crossville sale just support a much lower value. And that's the map I've got a color copy of if you'd like to see it. It just shows, it's color-coded and shows how many vacant spaces there are and how many shorter length leases there are.
Can you put it back to the map, please?
And that's kind of what I was talking about with the layout. You know, it's around courtyards, kind of, as opposed to shops, which is around a parking lot. You know, it just makes it difficult. There aren't a lot of huge spaces, so you know, you probably wouldn't be able to stick like a grocery store or something in there because of the way it's configured and the sizes.
Okay.
All I know to tell this BOE is the last BOE heard Branson Meadows Mall, and the BOE decision was concurred with the gentleman that came here and made his presentation. And it was more vacant at that time, and the value had been reduced because OTC had part of it, at least, I believe, local mm-hmm. local education.
So. Mm-hmm. And it's still there, yeah. On the meadows.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other, the Red Roof Mall, I know it has problems. It was appraised by the state higher than the assessor had it on the books for. And on those, we've always returned to the assessor's value up to this point, anyhow. But that's still putting a huge, huge number involved, $12 million to $5 million, without any land value on the Red Roof Mall.
What was the assessor's prior to the tax commission, James? $11,812,125, and it went to 12,076,8.
Yes.
We're still a long ways off of five, aren't we?
A long way from five.
The assessor was that high. So you were real close to the 31% they had you pump that up to? Apparently.
For what?
When you hit the 12,076,800, that was by order of the State Tax Commission?
It was actually higher than that, and we rolled it back okay. due to the fact that Kelly Trimble came in and argued the mall for me. And
this year?
Yes. For January 1, 2009, Ron.
Yeah, but I mean, the Tax Commission sent you the letter this year, and was it increased this year?
Yes.
To this amount?
Yes.
Up from the 11?
Right.
So okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to get it straight in my head.
I mean, I realize there's a big difference. It's just, I mean, it's tanking. It's going way, I mean, it's so vacant, and I don't know, and I've talked to different people at Simon who I would consider probably the experts in the country at running outlets, and I don't know what you could do. I mean, we have a great local person that has leased a lot of, done a good job leasing, is out there canvassing, and it's just not doing well. It's not set up to transition into some other type of use.
And I know the city is real concerned about, they didn't speak to the other in front of me, but this parcel.
Really?
Yeah, really.
My recommendation on the Red Roof Mall is to decrease that to a 60% value, reflective of 40% occupancy as of January 1, 2011. But I would not have any recommendation whatsoever for the Branson Meadows, since the BOE said it, everybody was satisfied with it, and its occupancy is as much or more now as it was then.
Can you tell me what that 60% would be, and is that based upon the...
That's based upon his evidence of occupancy, which Kelly Trimble verified that with an aerial photograph to the state tax commission at the time and got them to revert their...
What I meant, is that 60% of the 12,076,800?
60% of the 12,076,800.
What do your calculators show that to these owners?
What do you got?
$7,246,080.
Say again, $7 million.
$7,246,080. And another thing, I shop there quite often, and I do know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it looks, she's done a great job, but it looks, I mean, great. It's just, I mean, that Tanger outlet, I don't know how many outlets this town can support, and I don't know that it's 2, 3, 4.
Jeff?
Well, I was going to say, can we go back to where he showed the vacancy rates in his evidence?
That's on the second.
You were 47% at the end of...
Yeah, 47.
July 10 and 50.6% in 2011.
So far this year, yeah, July 1.
Yeah, I thought it was...
But it went to 50.06 by the loss of three stores, and they were there as of January 1, 2000.
I see. Okay.
That's where I come up with the 60% number.
I got you, yes, sir. Gentlemen, the assessor recommends a valuation of $7,246,080. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'm thinking yet. Nathan, what are you thinking?
And that's strictly based on vacancy, or I wouldn't be making that motion whatsoever.
So you're using the 60%?
And it might have been quite... It might have been 60%
at the end of 2009.
At the end of 2010. Because
47.
He's
47.
47 at the end of 2010.
Yeah, but now he says he lost three stores this year to make it 50.6.
Right.
Am I not reading that right?
It went
from 47 to 51. So correct. December 31st, you're at 47. July 1st, you're now at 51.
Correct.
So 50.6.
3 weeks ago, yeah. Is 40,
they were 40
50.
In the end of 09.
That's
now, how could you lose three stores from the first of the year to the first of July and be just 1% up on your occupancy, or 3% up on your occupancy? You don't have 100 stores.
Down.
You don't have 100 stores. There's not 100 stores in Redriff Mall.
It was probably by square footage. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's just based. That's the square footage divided.
Vacancy rates by square footage is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is. It's, yeah, total vacant versus total.
If we do it up to 47%, it'd be 6.4.
That's closer to the number I have.
Give me a number.
6,400,704.
So 6,400,704.
Mm-hmm. And if you took that Crossville sale price, what it sold for, and multiply by the square footage, you're at 6.6. So, I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
Sounds reasonable. I'll make that motion.
What motion?
To set BOE number ending in 0160 to
6,400,704. 6,400,704. If you'll quantify that motion based on lack of occupancy, I'll second it.
I'll do that.
I'll second it. Motion has been made and seconded to reduce BOE property 0160 to $6,400,704. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed no. No. Motion passes. Would you go to the next property? And this is Branson Meadows?
Yes. And I laid it out with the evidence the same way. I felt that Crossville sale is pretty much dead on. I mean, its income, $4 a square foot. Branson Meadows, $331 a square foot. That's pretty close. So I came to my value. I just took that $2,380 that we just discussed and multiplied it and came out at 6.8. I can wait for you.
James, when was the BOE decision made on this parcel of properties? Last year or year before?
January
1, 2009. Gentlemen, currently we're at appraised value of $10,350,000. If I'm not mistaken, we're asking for it to be lowered to 6.8 million.
And I want to, and you know, on that, I did it based on that Crossville sale. The income on that does support an $8.4 million value. I was trying to basically go the same way on the sales comparison approach. I think it's 8.4 would be reasonable based on the income. I just wanted to be consistent and not rely on income for one more than sales for the other. So that the second part, if you go down to the income approach, I was at $8.4 million based on the income, which I mean I feel that would be a fair value, you know, if you'd be willing to look at income on this one, and as opposed to more than the Crossville sale. And I mean we have had, there's been a shift, I'd say, to more of it being from an outlet to more of a shopping center almost. With, you know, the community college, and I believe there's a cosmetology school in there, in the theater. And it's, like I said, it's set up a little better to be a traditional strip center because you can park in front of your store. We have seen sales are down, and they're staying about steady for 7-1. Sales are down about 4.3% since 2008.
Let me say that again, please.
Sales per square foot are down 4.3% since 2008. They've lost, they're about 31.6%, or they are 31.6% vacant. They lost the Paper Factory, which is a national, and then Loving's, which I haven't seen before. I think it must have been either local or regional.
So your vacancy rate is still at 31%,
correct.
Even though you've got the college and the cosmetology?
Correct. Some of those, I would say, probably not prime spots.
The corners. There's
the corners,
yeah.
Absolutely, are vacant. One thing I would say for that shifting to what would maybe be more traditional shopping center is you can't really see the stores. You don't drive by there and see, you know, the cinema and stop. You have to really know that you're going there, I would say, or be from here. And it's not... It's on a main road, but it's not on that main drag as far as where tourists maybe would spend more time. I've just seen, you know, the price per, the sales per square foot have gone down, and the vacancy has increased. So, I mean, that was, and I mean, 8.4, I feel like, would be a very fair value for that. I just didn't feel that it was stronger than Crossville because Crossville has better income. So I didn't know, that didn't necessarily make sense with both approaches. But it does have that maybe more of a strip center potential, so I could see the value being slightly higher on that.
Tell me what the vacancy figure was.
Yeah, let me get
when
some.
This business came before BOE at the first, at, well, for 2009. If BOE established the value that's on the books today and was agreed to by the property, I'm interested in what the vacancy rate was back then.
And I only go back to year end 9. I don't have year end 8 information with me. No, it went from 32 to 28. Back up to 31.6. I just don't have that prior year. I'm sorry. Like I said, I mean, it doesn't have a land lease on it, and it is set up better. So, I mean, I think it should be valued definitely for more than the factory merchants.
comments, questions?
James, what are you thinking? Don't touch it?
I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, thinking. I do.
Sorry.
I'm from Ohio, though.
I hate Circle City.
You don't see many people that hate Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah, they just don't know about it. They don't usually hate it. Is that because of the Colts? Is that because of the Colts?
No. Oh. It's my mother's from Franklin.
Oh, okay.
And my brother lives in Muncie now, but anyway.
Okay.
Got a long history of Indiana. The only highway patrolmen I've ever discussed life to have been in Indiana.
I believe that. May have been undercover too, knowing Indiana.
Excuse me.
James, in the 08 or 09 decision in BOE, did we get a packet of information then?
I don't believe we did, actually. I think there was a...
It was just a hearing, wasn't it? And we just got told the number?
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't with Simon then, so I wasn't involved.
Yeah, actually, the gentleman had been here several... He always represented Simon here on...
Tom Otto, yeah.
He was Tom.
Yeah, he still represents us on some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I know they have more vacancy now than they did, but I don't know what the... Ron, to answer your original question, I don't know what that number is.
You said over the course of the last 3 years, did you say 32, 28, 31, mm-hmm. or something along those lines? So basically,
yeah, it had a dip, and then it's...
So you're saying the vacancy rate is about the same?
As year-end 9, I don't have year-end 8. I mean, it got better, and then it's gotten worse this year, based on...
Well, that's quite a bit lower than Redruth.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I think it should be worth or valued for more than Redruth. And I think just because a buyer would see more potential, that they could turn it into a strong strip center as opposed to, you know, trying to keep it be an outlet.
Jeff, you got anything, Nathan? Otherwise, I want to think about it, unless you guys got something.
I don't know that I have an opinion. I can see lowering it, I can argue leaving it the same, so I don't. Guys, if it's all right with you, let's hold this with the other large properties
right.
That we've got to make a decision on. We made the decision on the...
On one of the
Redwood Mall. And hopefully we'll make that decision very soon, and these ladies will alert you as to what we did.
Okay.
If you're not happy with the decision of the board, then you have the opportunity to appeal to the State Tax Commission. They will include all that information, the written paraphernalia that they sent you.
Okay, great.
Thank you very
much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Do they know we've decreased?
Can you tell me what that went from and to?
$232 a square foot.
but I don't know whether I got to front him too.
Let's see.
He went to, give me 1 second.
I had 55,640, is that what you should?
Yeah.
He went to 35,190,
which is 109,968. Say that again, 109?
968.
And that went from 167,040?
No.
No, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah,
you guys went to the second one on me.
They've got.
Okay. Go back to where you were, back to Beacon.
Was it 121,437?
131,593, I've got.
We had originally at 38,860.
Okay, that's what we lowered it to this spring in the book.
They're on that second.
All right. This is the people we're talking about right here, right? We're talking about the second one?
BOE 206.
That's what I clicked on for.
All right, BOE 206. Gotcha.
Tell me again what it came from.
121,437.
Okay. And you have a number for me to call?
310. 370. 4025.
And this is Panda.
Please enter your account code.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Conrad?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Tane County Board of Equalization.
Appreciate you calling here.
We
can go over on the appeal here. I understand that
the
gentleman also has a unit at the place there. It's gone over a lot of information with Mr. Strahan. And I guess they have looked at one aspect of the different units there at the promenade. But anyway, what procedures do you go through here?
Well, let me share with you first that I have you on speakerphone, and all the Board of Equalization is here, including the county assessor, Mr. Strahan.
Okay.
And one of the parcels of property you have is at the promenade at Branson Landing?
Correct.
And the county BOE went through that particular project, and based on square footage of $232 a square foot, which was determined from a number of comparable sales, including those that came in from outside appraisers as well as sales that the assessor had that outside appraisers didn't have,
okay.
It moved your property value from $121,437 down to $109,968 on this parcel.
Okay. I think I had put in requesting at, what, $99,000?
Give me just a second, and I'll call that up. I have it here in front of me.
Yeah.
Yes, the answer is yes. Oh, I can't open it.
It's up on the board there.
And yes, that was your request.
Yeah. Okay. I know there have been a couple sales, although they've been quite a while ago, and I know you're not looking at any 2011 transactions that are taking place. And I just know the original purchases on all those properties, which I guess you discounted the fact that there were, which I included in the paperwork there, what I would have set up on the depreciation, that there is so much personal property that was included as part of the overall purchase price, and I don't know how that comes into play dealing with the appraisals and what the appreciated value you put on that, or whether or not there is assessments on personal property of business purposes.
Well, first let me address that the comparable sales that we utilized, in fact, did have four sales from 2011 and a host of sales from 2010. We had one individual that I believe provided information for a number of property owners. Guys, I've forgotten his name.
Obester.
Yeah, right.
We utilized all of the comparables that he had and added them to a host of other comparables that he didn't share with the property owners. That we have on file here to come to the $232 a square foot that we utilized.
Okay. Now, I know that you're looking at probably the studios basically for that value. Now, are you using the same square footage value on the one-bedroom unit?
James?
Yes, we are, because I've traveled very little in my life, but I do know that I have had to pay more for a facility that had the two beds and the living quarters and maybe a little kitchenette in it. And to put them at the same value wouldn't be very...
I'm not saying it's the same value, but I mean the aspect of the square footage. I just know generally if you have property basically on the same lot, and you have a larger structure, it doesn't necessarily go up on an appraisal value as quickly for that extra square footage, because so much of what comes into play is, you know, the location, and the lot. Anyway, that's just been my experience. I'm a tax consultant, so I look at a lot of documents that people have for real estate and all kinds of things. So anyway, of course, I don't have the experience of being the assessor and such, but anyway, that's been my observation, and that's why I was wondering, you know, in using the actual same square footage, even though the units are relatively larger, which is another thing, which I talked to Jason and kind of went over what he had dealt with and brought up some things. But the fact that as the owners there, we're tied in with these contracts through Hilton actually depresses the overall value, because I think you'll find that what Hilton rents the units for, they don't get, as it is here, the one bedroom versus a studio, they don't get a 50% premium on the rent for the one bedroom as they do on the studio. So in relationship to a income level, the one bedroom really doesn't garner the same value per square footage that the studios do.
Well, the studios we had sold in 11. We had ones that was 344 square foot that sold for.
Are you talking about the Promenade or?
Yeah, at the Promenade, it sold for $241 a square foot, but then we had a 544 square foot studio that sold. It's 200 foot more. It sold for $310 a square foot. But those were the type numbers that Mr. Obester didn't supply.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, you know, I guess you're doing kind of a blanket thing over all of the units, and of course, there are some of the units that are actually on the second floor that have the large balcony areas, which certainly garner a better value, or if they're out either looking at the fountain or at the end of the lake. So, but not being able to really pick out every individual unit, I know that would be an impossible task on your part to, say, placing different values based upon where units are located within the property. Anyway, I do realize, you know, looking at, you know, between what I was asking about on the 99,000 and the 109,968, that we're only looking at the taxes on the 32% difference on that. it was just, and I understand, when I talked to Christy yesterday, she said in reference to what Jason had presented in what your decision was, that even though some units would actually have a higher value based upon the square footage, that because not assessing them higher on an appeal, but keeping them where they're at is a benefit there. So anyway, just knowing and talking with both Jason and with what Christy has been able to give me information on yesterday, I probably figured that probably just go with the flow on it right now. Now, are you doing an assessment on blanket on everyone within the promenade with the these figures, or just those that put in appeals?
We did the whole promenade building.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
but that pretty near covered everybody.
Now that doesn't mean that before this process is over, which is the end of the month, that we might not revisit that. But for the time being, again, that brought you down to 109,968 on that one parcel.
Right. Yeah, I know, you know, with people having some luck in buying, some people have had stuff on market for a long time and not having any bite. The number of buyers probably is more determined how the values are going. And, of course, the other thing is, too, I don't know, some people maybe look at the promenade as a overall benefit. That was the thought initially, but seeing, I've done their state out at Fall Creek, seeing what some of their units are going for on a value, it seems like it's a lot better deal. And plus, you still have access to the lake, like out at Fall Creek, and there's, what, studios going for $35,000-$40,000. But I know it all has to do with location. Anyway, that's pitch I'll put in for the things that, did Jason have a substantial amount of documents?
Actually, a number of people utilized what Jason had, and there were a number of different values on different units that he provided to us.
Yeah, within the promenade.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, not just the promenade, but all the properties down in that landing. That's right, isn't it, James?
There were 10 house properties and stuff.
Yeah, and we had a bright spot for the future, basically, down there. I got a sales letter in from the boardwalks. People had been arguing the value down, tremendously lowering the value there, and I got a sale in 7/12 of 2011 for $745,000 on a boardwalk.
Wow, I must be a corporate buyer or something.
Well, it's an individual, and these same boardwalks have been argued and been lowered by this board. But that just came in, and I presented it to them to show them earlier. But
yeah, the things are... Well, it just depends upon the individual buyer at this point. That's muddy enough. Too bad they don't look at something over in the
promenade. Yes, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, one point that going back on, actually, I overpaid on from the time we originally bought the properties. I put the paperwork in what I faxed over there, but it certainly, I'm sure, doesn't make any difference. But when they processed the escrow papers, the one actually had a $10,000 higher amount on it, and I'm doing taxes. I was right in the middle of tax season. I didn't notice it until we went through this assessment process from 2 years ago, and then I contacted a lawyer, and he actually got me a $10,000 or actually it was $9,999 because of whatever the legal situation was, but a reduction from HCW on that overall purchase prices on the property. So I ended up having a $10,000 higher value put on this stuff over the last almost 4 years with the property taxes. So anyway, I've given a little bit more than probably should have at that point in time, but I'm not going to cry over spilled milk here. Well, I appreciate your time on this, kind of getting to know the process, and this was, I don't know, in the future, in the, certainly the values will probably pop back up here, hopefully, and we'll maybe have to readdress this again by in the next 4 years. I don't know, with all the stuff being in that building, I do appreciate you helping out the other people who didn't follow the appeal process, but they'd probably be grateful for that.
Mr. Conrad, you have a second parcel of property, correct?
Well, actually, it's also in the promenade, but it's a one-bedroom.
And it's at 720 base area.
And that's and that's what the Christie said, based upon your formula, it actually would go up a few thousand dollars.
That's what you gave me then, Christie, right? On this note, all right.
It would have gone up.
Oh, and it held it down. I got you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and because of it being lower than your formula, and since on appeal, you'll stick it to people on that, which is thankful. We just settle for the lower value. I still argue that the square footage value should have a lower cost, just because, you know, the intrinsic aspect of you don't have any greater value on the location. There's the promenade, whether you got a studio or a one bedroom, and therefore I think a lot more value should be placed on the location of the promenade on a unit basis and not so much on the square footage.
Well, let me share with you, a couple of board members are still arguing that point, so we're not finished with the discussion.
Oh, okay.
And
you're on the board part, so there might be some adjustment on that.
Well, there are five of us, and we are as we listen to more and more property owners and go through this process, the possibility is we may, in fact, make a change.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'll put in my fist on that basis. Well, as an example, in the neighborhood where I live, the original basic homes. In the area we're in, Los Angeles, we're about 2 miles from the ocean, so they bring premiums. But sitting on a 5,000-foot lot, a house that was originally 1,100 and about 50 square feet, are selling for about $600,000, and you have houses that are at 2,500 square feet that are only garnering about $850,000 prices. So anyway, that's why I'm saying, you know, it's, a lot has to do with location and less with necessarily the overall square footage. So for those who are arguing positive on that, hopefully my input will fall favorably on the larger units and help with those adjustments. So is there anything else I can input in reference to the one-bedroom?
Any board member have any questions?
No. None.
We will contact you, sir, in writing to let you know of our decision.
Okay, I appreciate it. And you all have a great day there. And I guess, are you still in that heat dome where you're at, too, huh?
I think heat dome fairly accurately describes it.
So, we were talking about the humidity, which is always not good this time of year anyway. But
it's like taking a bath without a tub.
Well, hopefully the relief will come soon. And I guess just on a positive standpoint, I'm waiting for Southwest Airlines to be flying in to Branson Airport there to help out.
So are we.
To take over from Air Trans. Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And we'll wait to hear from you then on the other issue of the one-bedroom.
Thank you so much for your time.
Otherwise, I guess we're at where we're at on the 109968, unless somebody comes in with further information to bring it down anymore.
I think we have all the information we need. It's just whether or not this board makes a decision to change, and we're taking all properties within the county into effect. But thank you very much for your time, sir.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. Let me get to the next person in line.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Guys, I have a question about this particular parcel, this last one. If his was not increased, it would have remained at 159,469. So my question is, why is it at 167,040 on the computer screen?
We put them all at 167,040 at the 232.
No, we said if it was going to increase, we would not raise them. Well, that's part of the motion.
We can move it right back.
Well, I...
Our book is correct.
Your book, what is your book compared to what I'm looking at?
Our book stayed the same at 51,030.
So 150, whatever. The assessed versus appraised.
Help me. Why mine says 167,040?
Because you're looking at the post
current screen.
You're looking at the current screen, not the book that was closed. This is the active workbook. Is what we're looking at. She's keeping the book after it was closed on July 1st. We won't see her changes. We're not seeing. We don't see those changes.
I understand. Well, let me take it a step further.
Take it.
Is this what it's going to go to in 2012?
Probably.
Why is it at 167,040 is my question, if the board's setting it at and leaving it at 159,469?
We increased them all, Ron. We didn't know the individuals out there that, in fact, I think you come back and amended your motion not to increase anybody.
Yes.
We increased them the first day you said to increase them, we did it.
So
when I got up and went back to my office, it is done.
Okay. And so will this change back?
We can change it back, yes, at the wishes of the board. And there may be more out there. I don't know how we query that out.
Melissa can get to it.
Huh?
Melissa can pull it.
Okay, I'm just trying to keep us clean.
But I believe that's what happened, and I don't have any other explanation.
That's your story?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I'm sorry to cut in, gentlemen, but just to let you know, we had a double book at 2:30. We had a cancellation, and then we realized we had to put them back on. We had already filled the spot. So, first one, we just need a vote, and I'm going to let...
The World Trade?
World Mart.
World Mart is fine. I need you guys to deny, and...
All right.
He's the one that called and said, we're fine.
How many parcels do they have? I see two.
Is that what you have, Christy?
Pages of them, Jane.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just asking, are they all?
They're all fine.
Okay.
Well, first, on these promenades on Conrad's, do we need to do anything on those or just make a motion to apply the promenade?
Yeah, because I believe you came back and amended that motion after we had done that. Because somebody had mentioned we're going to show some increases.
Okay, Worldmark, there's a fax came in that property card shown that we were faxed to show us the reduced values for Worldmark. So what does that mean?
What that means is Worldmark paid twice to what they should have over the last 7 years.
Okay.
That the mistake was discovered. We cut it in half. They don't know why they appealed. They was appealing the old value, and we'd already done that before the book closed. It was all in the appeal process, and he called back and said, I'm fine with you cutting it back. So I'm very obliged to the gentleman.
Just a second. Let's step back to property 0205 and 0206.
Yes.
And I do believe we need a motion to apply the promenade formula.
Okay.
With the amendment to not raise valuations.
You already did that. You already applied to.
Yeah.
Then it won't hurt anything for that for us to put that on our paper,
yep.
Right?
Okay.
If you've already done it, I'm tickled. But I want to be able to put it down on my paper.
So we applied the motions that we made as they applied to all the parcels.
All of the parcels.
Okay.
Okay. And obviously you included with the amendment not to raise valuation. Okay. Now, I apologize. I'm catching up. Back to, you jumped Trend West for now, and we're on Worldmark.
Yes.
And Worldmark, and you have spoken.
Everything's fine.
And everything is fine. So do we vote to deny all
motion
these?
To deny Worldmark appeals, and it looks like it's starting for 0309, going through, I think, yeah, but I'm just seeing if they're concurrent. They're not. Going through 0328, and then also including 0447. Per assessor's recommendations and clarification.
So that Trent West is part of the
city? No, that's not. I didn't include that. Did I include? Trent West is part of it? So I did, okay, I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to include that.
All right.
All the Trend West, Worldmark, I included into one big denial.
Well, then I'll second that.
Excellent.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny all appeals that we have in front of us for Trend West Resorts Incorporated, Worldmark, the club. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Are we back on schedule now? Christy? Who's the other 230?
Mr. William Reynolds. Is that you, sir? Are you Mr. Reynolds?
No. He's not Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, I see the room.
Oh, they changed to a phone.
Okay. It's BOE number 0116. So we're still 15 minutes behind. River Point Estates. Is that right?
So we're not following. What's after the World Mark? Is that?
Go.
That was one before?
Yeah, it's the one before.
Oh, these are the rivers.
I don't have it.
On the sheet because we had to add it back
in. I'm looking at the BOE application, okay.
So you'll
have to write it down. Yeah, we don't.
We made a decision in River Point, didn't we? Or we had two or three appeals in River Point. I'm sorry.
We had, I think that's right, James.
Yeah.
Anything on our computers we can call up on this particular parcel?
I have the application so I can see it, but that's...
Do we have that?
No.
No. Okay.
I can give you the... You find the...
There's the parcel.
Here's the parcel number. Is 8... You want the parcel? 18-1.0. Well, you can use... Okay, that's good. -12-004-001-009.010. Yep, that's it. That's it right there.
We haven't seen this case before.
The condo, River Point. Can we map this and see what...
This Olga, though? Isn't it Olga there?
Olga? We saw other parcels in the same building, I believe. Back at one more time. I thought we... We saw the building by Waverly, that whole building by Waverly we saw last week, or 2 weeks ago. What's, can you see what this
is? I'm almost.
We've seen that unit, didn't we, Jeff?
It was next door to it.
Yeah, I know we've seen something right there.
That's the same.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah, this is Bill Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah?
We have you scheduled for an appointment to talk about a parcel of property today.
Correct.
Let me tell you that we have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is present, including the assessor. Excuse my voice. And we're here to talk with you about this particular parcel of property.
Okay. Yeah, I was expecting your call.
Give me just a second. We are, actually, it's going up on the screen. That's all right.
Okay.
We haven't talked about this parcel before, have we?
No.
No, okay. But there's one close we did. Is that what you were saying?
Right.
Sir, if you would like to go ahead, we're ready to listen to what you have to say.
Okay. Do you have the information I faxed over?
Yes.
Answer is yes.
Okay. So I would like to refer to the evidence of market value comparison there on a unit that sold I think that was 4/26/2010, this past year. And it was listed at $51,900 and it sold for $46,500. And that unit was identical to mine. It was just in the next building over, and it's in the same complex here. So that's kind of, for you to examine that in reference to the, you know, the increased value of the property here, resulting in an increased assessed value, when in actuality the property here has went down. I mean, it's went down a lot.
Okay.
And one thing I wanted to make you aware of too, I live here. I'm not somebody that this is my, you know, condo in Branson or something like that. I do live here. And I'd say probably 70% of the people that are here, you know, it's their vacation place. But that's not the case with me.
Okay.
You do me a favor and click on the two right next to him there. Okay.
They're all the same there.
Go ahead.
We heard George Kirkland.
All the ones below it are lower value, but still.
Okay. That's assessed value, correct?
Right.
All right.
Now, is unit 35 and unit 34, are they in that inner circle on the inside units?
What's the appraised value?
112. Sir?
Mr. Reynolds, are you still there?
Okay.
Mr. Reynolds? It shows that the line's still open.
I think if you snap the inside circle of them, you'll find that those units are all the way inside. Maybe up in the next building. There you go. See what that says.
18-4.
33. I think we have those assessed lower. See if we can come up with a 34 or 35. That's 32.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman again. I'm sorry we got cut off, sir.
Yeah, I noticed that.
There's 35.
That's okay.
Right there.
I was just talking away.
Yeah, I noticed. I said, I think I lost him. And, you know, I waited, and he was just dead. Okay.
We are we're looking at comparables in the other properties that are right next to you. So we have up on the screen, and we have other comps too, James, right, other than obviously what he's provided.
My comps in that area is not as good as in other areas, but we have a $115,000 sale in October of 2009. Then we have that $56,000 sale in August of 2010. I don't know why, because that's the only low sale we have, and it's I don't know whether it was needing to be remodeled. We've had testimony from two other condo owners down there, and they have submitted that lakeside condos are a little bit more than the inside condos. Have you seen that in any sales?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah. Lakeside condos, I'll give you, my input. They're valued a little bit more. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Well, now that 34 and 35 are actually in that inner circle, aren't they? On that inside building.
34 and 35.
That's the two sales you referenced in your.
No, I'm referencing. Unit 35. Yeah, that's the unit I'm referencing.
Can you find that for me?
There was one other that sold over there that I don't have the paperwork on. I think it sold for a little bit more than this one, but I'll say that those units sell for a little bit less over there, but not a whole
lot.
What's
the price value of that one?
But the unit you're talking about that sold for $115,000.
Yes.
That was mine. Am I not correct?
Yeah, but then there was another unit that sold right beside you, Unit 8. It sold for $124,200 on the lakeside.
Well, that was a fully furnished unit. And it wasn't similar to mine because it was fully furnished, or it wasn't similar to this one. So the reason I submitted this one because it's exactly the same as mine, except it's not lakefront. It's just the next building over.
Okay.
Let me tell you what that particular property is assessed at. It's $112,830.
Well, that might be true, but the property values are dropping around here, and that's why I'm talking to you guys to try to convince you that the property values have dropped, and the evidence is what this one sold for. It sold for $46,500. It was listed for $51,900. And my interpretation of what a property's worth is what a buyer is willing to pay and a seller is willing to sell it for. And that's the latest I found that with an exact property like mine, which meets that criteria.
Sir, one question is, we also have to take into consideration if there's short sale foreclosures and things like that. Was that a bank-owned property that sold?
That I don't know.
Okay. Those things we have to take into consideration.
Well, whether it was or not, that's the value of the property, what it sold for. If it was worth more, it would have sold for more.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It was originally listed for $51,900, and it didn't even sell at that price. No, it was originally listed at $72,900. That's what it was listed for, right. $72,900, and it ended up selling at $46,500.
The instructions that we've been given by the state, we can't go by just the sale price. We have to look at other factors besides just the sale price. You know, was it a willing buyer and a willing seller, arm's length transaction, things like that. That's why I was just asking about if it was a bank-owned property, because traditionally banks do not hold real estate. They want to get rid of the asset as soon as possible. So they may sell it a little bit lower just to move the product. So that was the motive behind the question.
Okay, well, I, agree with that. But this, you know, I just I'm trying to show you that, that actually the values around here haven't increased. They've decreased. You know, they haven't even stayed the same. They've decreased.
No more questions.
I mean, I'm willing to try to compromise this thing if I can. You know, I'm not in the seat to count. You guys are the ones that make the decisions. But, you know, if you want to, you double the price of this place, what it sold for. And it would still bring the assessed value to like $13,851 if you doubled the price. Well, I stand to be correct there. If you double the price, it would bring it to $17,670.
You're talking about assessed valuation, sir?
Yeah, what I'm saying is this property I'm talking about, if it sold for $46,500, if you doubled that price and brought it up to $93,000 and then took 19% of that, it would still give an assessed value of just $17,670.
Right, you're talking about unit number 35. That's
yes, sir. Yes, all right. I am. Which is it's the exact property as mine. I mean, it's the exact floor plan and everything. Exact square footage, everything. Except it's not lakefront, which I, you know.
Now, you folks didn't have any water to cut you off from getting to your condos whenever the flooding occurred?
We were very fortunate. We did not.
Okay. James, you got anything, thinking about anything?
That's all my questions I have.
That's all I've got.
Mr. Reynolds, I'm looking around the board, and they don't have any further questions. Is River Point one that we're still considering?
It can be.
Well, let's come back to that, Mr. Reynolds. We're going to continue to talk about the values of the property in this particular area and the condos in this particular area, and it. When we do vote on this, we will let you know within 5 days, I think. Is that right, ladies? Of the decision. And we will notify you in mail. We will also provide you with information on how to contact the State Tax Commission if the value we establish is not as low as you want it to be and you wish to pursue it.
Okay. And that should be within the next, you said?
Well, it depends. If we were to make a decision today, it would be in the next 5 days. But if we don't, we have to finish this process by the end of the month. My guess is we will address this property and those condos within this next week.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to keep in mind, you know, properties haven't been going up. And what we've got here is a 19% increase in the assessed evaluation. And that's not reasonable, considering the facts. So, that's all I got to say.
We thank you so much for your time, sir.
All right. I hope I get a favorable response from you guys, and keep the good work up.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. We're that far behind Mary Butler. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a telephone?
Yes, it is.
And
we have already lowered her to 13.
Hold on just a second.
Assessed.
Yes.
We probably should put a photo up there to see if it's got a tie line across it. It's in Emerald Point.
Matt.
So it went down to 69.9?
Yeah. James, it does not.
From?
Jim and LeBorn. 75.2. Wasn't it out there before? Just out there. It's like everyone else's.
Oh, would you put that number back up, please? Thank you.
Please enter your account code. The account code you have dialed is not valid.
Great.
Please check it and try it. Or follow the instructions located on the back of your card for a...
This one, just if you want to point out the evidence, she has it listed for $10,000.
I thought I had faxed her a copy of these 51 sales.
9042, right, ladies?
Please enter your account code.
Long distance code.
Got it.
Here, I'm just going to show you this. $10,000. She is selling it for $10,000.
Hello?
Ms. Butler?
Yes?
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes?
You had...
I'm expecting your call.
I'm sorry, we're running just a little bit late.
Oh, that's okay.
I have you on speakerphone, so the Board of Equalization is here.
Okay.
Including the assessor, we can all hear you. And hopefully when the time comes, you'll be able to hear us as well.
All right.
We tentatively made decisions in the subdivision of which you reside. And originally, the property value, I think, when you received notice from the assessor's office was 75.2. That's been lowered to 69.9. We have on the wall, would you put that back up, please? We have on the wall your property information. And what your hopeful the fair market value is, or whether or not you're trying to sell it for that, I don't know. But we're ready to listen to whatever you have to say about this parcel of property.
Well, it was way oversold. That's what they were going to do, and what you know what the amenities would be, and they've been really slow, even just doing the bare minimum. And I have it listed with one of the realtors in Branson for $8,000, and I doubt that I can get that. And I would take $1,000. I would sell it for $1. I don't think it will ever be a situation that I will want to partake in. And they keep raising the fee for using the country, the clubhouse, which I'll probably never even enter. And as far as I know, there's absolutely, the last time I was inside there's no building going in that whole section. And, you know, to pay more taxes on it will just make it even more hard for me to even give it away. So... You know, and I've never walked away from any obligation or anything like that before. But, you know, if our government doesn't do something really quickly, I'm a 75 years old widow on a fixed income. And, you know, at the time I bought it, I thought, well, I might look at retiring there. But that's not in the cards now at all. So, you know, I feel really in a bad situation as far as this property is concerned.
This is Mrs. Butler. What did you pay for your property when you bought it?
I traded in a timeshare and then paid $50,000 more.
Do you know what your timeshare might have been worth?
It was a Mayan palace, and it was worth probably, maybe $10,000.
And what year was this?
Let's see. I've got the papers there. 2000 and... I was going to have that handy. I've had it quite a while. Let me see where that is. I'm sorry. I thought I had the paper that had that, my date on that. Early 2000. If not 19. Yeah. I've got this fancy folder they gave me. It's a very expensive folder. I feel like I paid $50,000 folder.
This is in phase 9, and I think phase 9 come on about 2007. Does that sound about right?
Well, no, I see I have my first one here. The earliest date I have on is something in 2003, September 15, 2003.
Would that have been the time you bought your timeshare, maybe?
Yeah.
That's okay. I just was assuming, but I think phase 9 come on in 2006 and 7.
Okay.
Because they started at phase 1, 2, and 3 and didn't even cross the road till about 2004,
right.
I believe.
Right. Well, I have so many papers here, I can't find a thing.
Well, I wanted you to know, I don't think I've spoke to you before on this, but there's 51 sales out in this area since 2009 through 2011. 9 of those sales are in 2011, 17 of those sales are in 2010, and 25 sales is in 2009. The median sale of that entire group of sales is $69,900. The average sale of those sales was $77,273.
And that's... I find that terribly hard to believe. But my realtor,
right
there, he's got several listed for the $7,000 and $8,000.
Yeah, we see that with the information you provided. I can actually fax you all 51 sales is a signed affidavit by the buyer, and I can fax those to you if need be.
Are they in that area?
They're right. Some of them would be neighboring properties.
Oh, I find that so hard to believe. I mean, that would be wonderful if it were true, but I don't know who's selling them. Like the person who used to list those, she's not even taking listings anymore. But, you know, when I tried to contact her, she wouldn't even return my call.
Well, I've got one sold here in the same block for $89,900, but that was as far back as 2009. The board didn't put as much relevance on that.
Uh-huh.
That's serious.
Thank you.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman again.
Uh-huh.
We have already looked at this particular subdivision a couple of times, and I am confident we're going to be looking at it again. The more and more people that we chat with and more evidence that is provided to us, I don't believe we can make a decision on your property today. But we will, in fact, make a decision on it. The deadline for us to be completed is July 31. I'm hopeful in the next few days we can bring this subdivision back up again and talk about it, in which case we will provide any decision we make to you in writing within 5 days. And once you receive that decision, even if we have lowered it and you feel that it's not enough, you'll have the opportunity to appeal that also to the Missouri State Tax Commission. We will also provide you with the information on how to do that, and it's really a very simple process. But
okay.
But we cannot, because we have so many of these, we're going to continue to discuss this particular subdivision of Emerald Point.
Okay. Well, that is the most, upbeat information I've had on anybody else out in that area. I cannot believe that they could sell anything in there for that price.
Well,
that'd be wonderful if they could. I'd be more than happy to pay a tax bill on that kind of thing if I could sell it for half that. Anyway, well, I appreciate you taking the time and doing this. It can't be fun, but I feel like that it's worthwhile.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, ma'am. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Well, if we take no action, the new motion already has been applied. So, but I'd like to be open to looking at that subdivision again. So.
I am open to Emerald Point. My quick question, as I'm pulling the map back up of the properties, where that lot is, that's the value, right, James, that we've established on those non-lakefront lots?
Yes, sir.
And I don't see anything running through that property which would lower the value of hers. It's all, it's there, it's completely wooded.
Yeah, it's...
No power lines, no... obsolescent factor to be figured, I don't think, right? Okay, let's move on. Then we'll come back. Mr. Clay? Good morning. Good afternoon. Yes, sir, come right on up. Forgive my voice today.
I may not have to do anything. I met with James, mm-hmm. and he assured me that it had been a mistake made. My taxes would be the same as they were last year. And when I got with my wife doing the paperwork, she said, "Where's your paper?" So I said, "Well," she said, "you need a verification. That is all." But I done wrote all this in before I talked with her. And if that's right, James, if it stayed the same, you figured it out the day I was in there with you.
He's going to tell us here.
Actually, it's less than last year, about 30.
Okay.
Assessment. Now, that's assessment, Bobby. If they go in and raise the levies around because of all these decreases, your taxes may change.
Well, senior citizen tax, too, that came through. That's going to be increased on...
Well, that was on last year.
That was on last year.
Okay. Right.
But the
valuation's the same.
Well, you told me that tax... The bill would be the same as last year.
Based on this year's tax levy.
Yeah.
Now, if they go through and raise ever all the levies because of the decrease in values, your tax bill can go up.
James, what was the valuation before what I'm looking at now?
I'm thinking $11,900, and we've got it on at $11,870.
So the valuation of the property, appraised value, is $62,481.
Well, you've got it 13,580.
That's lower than that.
Okay, and the total increase was 16,80.
He's lowered it back down to 11,870.
Okay.
Assessed value. Is that the value you show, Christy, on your book?
Here's this, Bobby.
And
how much has ever been that high?
What he has stated is
ever been that high.
The valuation is lower. It's lower than what it was in 2010.
Okay. Yeah, that's different than this one. See.
No, in 2010.
Yeah. Right.
So just okay. Slightly.
Right. It's been that same way since 08.
So.
Well, that's good. Should be.
Given the current tax levies that the school sets and the other political subdivision sets, if that's unchanged, your taxes won't go up. That's what James was saying. If they.
Well, I understand there's nothing selling. I mean, the whole street down past me has been up for sale for two or three years, and I've talked to two of them, McCormick's and Bob Richard Ball, and they haven't had anybody even look at the place. Yeah. And they've dropped the prices I don't know how many times. And so I know the tax department needs some money. I know that. But I just don't see how it can keep going. I've got the list I sent you from 1989 to this present time. Here's every one of them right here. She keeps it all. And it's just went out of sight. Certainly nothing else. Income hadn't went up a bit since 1989, but taxes has. Anyway, if that's good, if it's good today, that's fine.
He has rolled that back.
All right. That's what I
want. The lesser figure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, James.
Motion to deny 0463.
And what that does is
leaves
means
value.
It leaves it at what it is and what we see. Is there a second?
I'll second.
0501.
Oh, I'm on the next one already. I am so sorry. 0501. I was really looking at the next one.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny appeal number 0501. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. I hope I pronounced this right. Kennedy? Would you like to come up? Did I pronounce it right or wrong? Is it Kent? Okay. And let me, just give me a second. Since Jim has already denied you.
I tried.
Already?
No,
it was a mistake.
It was an oops. I fixed it.
Oh.
She brought in some additional information today.
Okay. This is at Meadowbrook Condos?
Yes.
Unit 2, Building 3?
Yes.
And... okay.
I think I provided the board with Meadowbrook Condos sales that we had a few minutes ago. We had another one.
Right. Tell me, is this property one bedroom, two bedroom?
It is a two bedroom.
Two bedroom.
And it's not on ground level. And what I noticed there is that more value on selling if they're on where they don't have to do steps.
Okay.
And the two bedrooms are definitely smaller than the three bedrooms. I think mine is about 1,050 feet or something like that, and then your three bedrooms are quite a bit more. And I sat down and looked at what's been selling, and find it pretty alarming. and then I looked at the listings that are listed today, and I'm seeing one two-bedroom here in Building 9 that's been listed for 415 days at $89,900 that has not sold in 415 days. I see another two-bedroom in Building 6 that's asking $89,900 and has not sold in 144 days. And I see a two-bedroom in Building 10, Unit 3, asking $75,000 and has not sold in 77 days. So maybe we had sales in the past in 2009, but right now I don't see that happening. And I would like to list mine, but why would I list it? Because I know I can't sell it. I don't think I could get $70,000 for it right now.
And I've got these confirmed affidavits in 2010.
It's on for 82.7, and she's asking for 75.
Right, but that's the past.
Yeah.
That's the past, and this is now.
That we looked at earlier today.
And those sales, you have to look at.
Yeah.
You're looking at this building 6, unit 6. That's a 3-bedroom. That is not equal to mine.
Now, the square footage is showing it to be a 2-bedroom.
First, 6. Oh. 6 is up. That's a penthouse.
See the 1,048 square foot? We put the base areas out there on the end of it for us. And the bigger units is up in the 1,400 square foot range.
Yeah, but if like this building 5, this building 8, unit 5, that's a penthouse. I mean,
it's bigger is what she's saying.
It's bigger. That 95,000. I mean, I'm in and out of those units because I work for Wyndham. I mean, I've refurbed their properties for years, and I would be absolutely amazed that they would build some of the buildings different there. The lower units 1 and 2 are on ground level if you go down steps, but you have to use steps. Units 3 and 4 are walk-in level, and 5 and 6 are penthouses. They have a loft.
What's this unit 2 building 2?
That would be equal to, that would be a walk-in straightforward. It would be a 2-bedroom. And it would be more desirable than mine because you're walking into it straightforward. And when was that sale? 2010. And this is, it's not getting better. I mean, because I've got these listings right here and you can have them. And you've got listings and they're not selling. And if they're not selling, they're asking too much. And, of course, we all know about the 3-bedroom in Building 10, Unit 5, that asked for 91 and sold for 70 in 2010. And, see, that's a problem. That's because that's much bigger than mine. And I went over and looked at Point Royal, and there's 18 unsold listings right now, and I took an average of their asking price, and an average comes up $68,000. I can provide you those listings, which is kind of next door.
You renters monthly?
No. No, it's for my retirement.
You just own it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've seen your address being
Pembroke. Yeah, no, I've got it there. I let my goddaughter stay there some, but I'm not.
What unit is
that? I'm trying to hang on to it and retire there.
Unit 1, Building 7.
Uh-huh.
That'd How close is that to you?
That would be Unit 1, Building 7. It's on the same row, I believe. And that would be downstairs.
Okay.
So it would be equal.
78.
When did it sell?
No, we have it on. We have it for 78.
What's the square footage? Can you tell?
I've got my layout right
there. That one? It was 1048.
Yeah.
1048.
Yeah.
What is it on for?
78.
It's on at 78103. That was the ones that we looked at earlier today.
I'm not opposed. I would recommend we put it on at the 78103. That's what we looked at earlier.
Okay.
Be my recommendation.
It's not exactly what you want, but it's not worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not pretty right now.
No, it's
and
not.
The thing that we all have to realize is Branson's a beautiful place to live and a beautiful place to encourage people to come. But if we start getting our property tax out of line and everything, the word will get out. That's and they'll right. go to other towns, and we'll be sitting here with a bunch of empty condos. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that. I want people coming here because that's how a lot of my friends and myself, how we eat is our tourists.
Right.
Help me out again, guys. The comparable you just gave is a base area of 1048 and also?
Yes.
Were they all built at the same time? Is it newer?
Let's see.
I didn't get an answer to that.
I think she's mine's 92 or 4, isn't it?
Your info says 94 here.
This one was 94.
94 also.
And because we're doing mass appraisals, I'm going to go ahead and move that we set value BOE number 0463 appeal number to 78,103.
No, I'll second that.
Is that based on assessor's recommendation? No, isn't that what you said a minute ago, James?
Yes.
Based on assessor's recommendation, yes.
Well, I wondered if anybody...
he had mentioned that.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce BOE appeal number 0463 to 78,103 based on assessor's recommendation. Discussion. Anything else you'd like to say before they vote? Throw something?
I appreciate you. I know what you're going through here. We appreciate it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We're going to send to you in writing the decision of the board in just the next few days. We're also going to send you information that will allow you to appeal that decision if you choose to do so with the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is a pretty simple process, and that would be the last basic resort. But it is a process, and you'll receive that in the mail. Is that right, ladies? They'll get the website and the phone number. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time today. Is it Mr. Grun?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the telephone. Yep. Well, he probably can't hear me since I didn't dial the number. I'll just start over. And
this is the 45-55 split that he would be advised to send the letter of.
So we have determined that that handwriting that's at the bottom belongs to the young lady sitting in red. Is that right?
No, that's his.
No, that belongs to the young lady sitting in that color over there. All right. We were wondering why so many of them had the same handwriting. Is that 0143?
Yes, I think so.
Working.
If you'd like to make. Please enter your account code.
What's the second number?
Cell phone, looks like.
If you'd like to... Please enter your account code.
Please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Southwest Missouri. We had an appointment at 3:30 to chat about a parcel that you had appealed the valuation on. If you would like to reach us, please call at 417-546-7202. Thank you. Next. Is this phone also? Ah, there they are. She said Cohn, it's not Kahneman.
Kahneman, correct.
Very close. Let me call up, she's getting your parcel up, there we go. This is at River Bend?
Correct.
I can cut to the chase on this one also.
Would you do that, sir?
Yes, sir. I'd recommend the board set their value the same as they did the earlier condo in River Bend Place. They're the same size, same basic location.
Would you remind me what the board did earlier?
That's what I'm looking for as we speak. Mr. Richard Evans's property was set at $250,000.
Would you tell me what time that was?
That was at 10:30 a.m. on page 24 of 41.
Got it.
Jeff, why did you oppose that earlier?
Do what? Oh. Just based on it being the same size as the ones that we had changed last week. I think we changed them to 300.
Right. And then you had a sale at 230 on 1,714 feet.
Right.
And we're going to lower to 280 and your recommendation come in at 250.
Let's hear what Mr. Kahneman has to say. We'd like you to address it. Please know that the assessor is making a recommendation that it be lowered from the 313, 213 to 250. If that's the case, would that be acceptable to you?
No.
I think it should be higher?
No. No.
I'm surprised. That was supposed to be a joke.
So you think it should be lower than 250?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and address it for us.
And I base that on the comparables that are across the lake that are much like ours.
Okay.
And I think I provided those to you.
We have, I think we have all that information in the computer. Let me pull up your...
Across the lake.
Comparables here.
Mm-hmm. On, is that Lakeshore?
We're going to be using comparables in the same building.
Yeah, we're using comparables.
I don't know if there are any in the same building.
That's what we're going to be looking at is comparables in the same building, because the way we appraise for the county, it's a mass appraisal. So We look at basically neighborhoods together, same buildings. We're not an appraisal company where they use comps from other areas in the region. We use, because of the type of appraising we have to do or way that he does, is we look at basically structures.
Neighborhoods.
Not neighboring properties, but so what we're going to be looking at is comparables in that same building.
There has been a sale.
He's talking about is have there been any sales there?
What
we're talking about is we've established values there.
We've established values for that structure.
Your comment is you have looked outside of this neighborhood because there weren't any sales there.
That's correct.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge.
I understand. Why don't you go ahead and share with us what you wanted? I'm not finding the comparables that he...
He's referring to the ones over on Lakeshore Drive that basically why...
Is that what he's got here?
Wouldn't you...
No. Over page down.
Is the access to them. There was a huge deal that the roads was no good in there.
Page four.
Came to the county wanting them to improve the roads down to those. As far as accessibility, it is no comparison to where you live. Lakeshore Drive is not a very well-traveled road. And it's through the camp where they have to stop.
Correct.
The camp they have to stop in the middle of the year to wait for the students to cross it and people to cross it. So as far as comparables, I don't see them as being, but that's my opinion.
I understand. But also, there's, you know, we're talking about $100,000 difference. And I don't think that, you know, just because it's on the opposite side of the road.
See if I can find the parcel number. We'll have these sales down there. 8828 parcel 88. Is that what you're seeing, Jeff? And what's the name of that place down there?
The name of that place?
Yeah.
Well, it's 1573 Lakeshore Drive is the address of that.
Yep, they ought to have a name on there of the subdivision.
This, they have down as other.
Yeah, this is other.
Going down, roll it up a little bit. A little more. There should be something on there stating the name of that.
Go east and Lakeshore Drive, one and a half miles.
It also says it's bank owned.
Redbud Shore Estates.
Oh, Redbud?
Yeah.
Let me see if I got any Redbuds here.
But reality is, this is bank owned and it's not the same building.
Right.
Not much more.
I thought I had some here. Redbud Shore Estates condominiums sold for $100,000 less. I have their sales listed here. Many of them sold for $157,000, $188,000, $164,000. So that entire structure's value has never been established the same as the sales in River Bend. There, I don't have a sale up there less than $230,000. Some sales up to $410,000. Up in that area. But here, these are confirmed in my office with an affidavit.
And it goes, if you go straight instead of turning left, instead of using the straight, there's a new condo complex where the back left is gated.
Is it where Acres is?
It's a wrong.
It's a address of distinction. The address of distinction, 330.
The marking's working.
They're all the same size.
Mm-hmm. Have you been up there?
Yeah, that's why, in fact, we looked at those because they were about the same size.
They've never been established.
We went up some of those.
If the man had money, it is awesome views from up there.
It is.
I mean, it is a classic place.
Let's go back to this one, guys.
It really is. I mean, the reality
is to stay with a mass appraisal, I would have to take the assessor's recommendation. I mean, and I know that's not what you're looking for. I mean, you have an avenue to appeal our decision to go to the...
Understand.
State Tax Commission,
which is held here, if you wanted to appeal our decision. But to stay consistent, which is what we're trying to do with similar structures, I'm going to move that we set the value at $250,000 per the assessor's recommendation.
Second.
and to be consistent with everything else we've done there.
I'll second that.
There is a motion to lower BOE parcel number 0196 from $313,213 to $250,000 per assessor's recommendation. Discussion. Yes, sir.
The reason why I voted no on the last one in here was just because of the folks, I can't remember their name, that we saw last week.
We had two couples that came in. We established the value of one at 300 and the other at 330.
Right.
That's what you're referring to.
Right. And the one that we established at 300 was the exact same size as these two that we
saw. Wasn't it in a different building?
Was it? I thought it was in the main building.
It was in the main building.
And that was the top level that has third bedroom and the loft.
Now, that one we did establish higher. That was
330.
That was at 330.
Right. I'm talking... I can't remember their names, but...
Well, I know they had paid. One had paid 350 and one had paid like 400, or awful close to 400,000.
Well, I'm just saying it was the same square footage as... Okay. The two that we've seen today, and we set it at 300.
So either set this one at 300 or set the other one at 250.
That's all I'm saying. If we want to, but if that means we need to go in there and look.
Well, now that one was in the upper building by itself, and I thought he said nothing else had sold in that building but his. I believe was the testimony this morning, and then there's one.
The one we established the other day was.
The gentleman that you talked to this morning is in our building. One of the people that you talked to last week are in our building, but again, they're on the top floor, one with three bedrooms and a loft and an office. Much larger, much different than our two bedroom units.
Right.
There's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Aye.
We're going to send you the decision of the board today, and as I'm sure that you've heard me say to the others that were in front of you, we're also going to include information for the State Tax Commission, and there's a very simple appeals process. If this valuation, you're not satisfied with it and you wish to appeal what the board has done today, you can do that. The State Tax Commission will come down here and hold the hearing. So it'll be here. It won't be in Jefferson City, so it won't be a long, drawn-out trip for you to make if you choose to do that.
Okay. Like I said in one of my notes, I do appreciate having the opportunity to make this statement. Thanks a lot.
We're going to continue looking at many of these properties, by the way, so between now and the end of the month. And
thank you
very much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
415. Well, she was here now. Can I have...
A little confused. I thought this morning I recommended 280 and Jeff come back and recommended.
No, you recommended 250.
I think we better check the minutes.
I know what you did.
Don't get excited.
I just wanted to check the minutes.
Don't get excited.
Because I went, I almost told the taxpayer, I almost said, don't see.
You know why ours is like very often.
Mm-hmm. He was thinking that it was you that offered the 250, and I
was remembering also. That was it.
That's why I voted.
He voted.
James recommends 250.
Okay, if you wrote it down,
he voted against it. And I remember your discussion, and I thought, and the reason you did that was you said because of the recent 230 sale. Okay. And the I'm pretty sure. I was wrong once last week, but...
You weren't wrong as many times as I was last week.
I don't know. I'll check with Deb and let you know. Where was that one this morning? What time was that?
Y'all? First thing. Right up close to the top. Back on page 2, I think.
Near the Riverbend place?
Same Riverbend place. Oh, you mean it's on page
24. 1445.
I know these were valued at a lesser amount than those others two last week. For some reason, I don't know whether it's square footages or what.
Well, that's what the gentleman said, was it's considerably smaller.
Yeah, but Jeff's got one in mind that's different. The right. One that we set at 300.
We set them, I think it was back to back, actually.
Yes, we did.
We found it earlier today. When
it was the 7th, like 215.
I just know they got terrible problems there.
There's no other problem. That's a nice place up there.
Sure is. Well, they paid big money for it.
And I've been down to that redwood. I wouldn't.
There's no way you can compare them, are there?
I'm not that kind of man.
Okay, it's at 145. And this was per assessor's recommendation on both, so I wrote down 145 on July 8th, lower to 300 on one, lower to 330 on the other.
What was the name on the 300,000?
Devere Mossman. MOSSMAN. Is there a way that you ladies could pull this particular parcel up for us right here? Here's the number on it.
We already had it.
The last one? The 415. There's one added at 415. I didn't know we had one.
Oh, we've added it?
Yeah, two coming up.
You see what
they
is?
May have it without me.
You see what it is?
Uh-uh.
It's the same.
Oh.
Well, I want to look at that one because he's probably.
Is that it?
And that's
where's the parcel, Jim?
Don't you think that's a complication, Jim?
Can I ask you a question?
If you have to go, just go with it.
We should be not here. Be here for the conflict.
What?
Then the person will just come up next. Can we ask for a recess?
What recess?
He's not scheduled until 4:15.
Stand in recess for 10 minutes.